From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Farrah Hudkins. Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri believes a teacher with a gun could have stopped the killer at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Gualtieri chairs the state investigation into what went wrong leading up to and following the shooting that left 17 people dead. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman recently spoke with him about his hope to expand a state law allowing public school staff to carry guns.
You're the chair of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Commission, which is nearly finished with its primary job, making recommendations to the Florida legislature about policy changes that could prevent another tragedy. You recently said the evidence you've uncovered convinces you some teachers should be trained and armed. Can you explain why?
These incidents happen extremely fast. They're over with very fast, and they are predominantly done by people with access to the campuses. So you have to have multiple layers there, and one cop, two cops, is not enough to ensure that somebody can respond quickly, timely, and protect the kids and protect the others that are on campus. This is not a suggestion that we just run out and, quote, arm teachers. It would be people who are well-qualified, well-trained, who volunteer, who meet rigorous selection and rigorous training standards. And so the notion that we just give a gun to everybody is erroneous.
What was your position on arming some teachers before you began leading the state's investigation into the Parkland shooting?
Prior to this and back in February after this first happened, my initial thought was it probably should be cops, because cops are those who are best trained and have the best equipment. But once you get into it and you find out what happened there at Stoneman Douglas and you look at the active assailant incidents over the last 20 years, it brings you to the realization that that's not going to work, because schools are no different than the rest of our society and that cops can't be everywhere all the time. These incidents happen so fast that you're never going to have enough cops in order to ensure that swift action can be taken to preserve life.
Within weeks after the shooting, the legislature passed a law creating the Guardian program, which allows some school staff to be armed. Do you think that's not enough?
No, I think it should probably go a little bit further. The Guardian program allows anybody other than those who are predominantly classroom teachers. I think that there are those who are predominantly classroom teachers that could be good candidates for this because they have a desire, they have a willingness, they meet and would meet the rigorous selection standards, are willing to go through a rigorous training, and that they would be in a position to protect themselves and their students.
Some Black leaders say it could endanger students, particularly minority children. They worry in part because of the incidents in recent years where young men of color have been killed by police. How would you suggest making sure that students don't become victims of gun violence because their teachers are armed?
I don't even know where to begin with that. You know, I'm not going to address that. I don't even think that merits discussion. There's no basis for that. So I'm not going to even entertain that type of a question.
There have been situations around the country where a teacher accidentally shot a student, where someone who was an armed guard accidentally left their gun in the bathroom. So certainly these problems sometimes come about. I mean, do you think it's not a legitimate concern that there being guns in schools could mean that kids get shot with them, even if it's their teachers or staff members who have the guns?
You know, we have deputies that do that. There's cops that do that. So that's true. But people are imperfect. There is no perfect, but I can tell you what is absolutely imperfect. Kids who are hurt and people who are hurt and or killed where they can't defend themselves and they could have defended themselves and stopped the carnage. You know, any amount of injuries or deaths is too much. One is too many, but one is better than 30. There's no greater parade of horribles than dead kids as a result of an active shooter.
Did you consider recommending anything in terms of guns, whether that would be further restrictions on sales or an assault weapons ban?
That hasn't come up before the commission.
So to take a step back for a second, when Governor Rick Scott asked you to chair this commission, I wonder, what was your first reaction?
Well, I was humbled by the opportunity. It's a tremendous responsibility and opportunity to make a difference and to move the needle so that we do a better job in protecting the school environment and the kids.
How has this experience compared to your other work in law enforcement?
It's a very aggressive timetable with a myriad of issues and just a voluminous, and I can't stress that enough, amount of information. And because of the charged environment still in Parkland and in South Florida. And I've been at this for a long time. It started 36 years ago. It ranks right up there with one of the toughest things that we've done.
When you said that it's difficult because of the charged environment, can you tell me more about that?
People want the decision makers down there to act faster than they can, and they need facts, and we are just now giving them the facts. So I think they need to be given the opportunity to act once they receive the facts, and they only received the facts from us within the last 2 weeks.
The commission recently reviewed a lengthy, detailed presentation about what happened virtually every second after the shots were first fired at Stoneman Douglas. And there have already been some repercussions. A captain in the Broward Sheriff's Office resigned, and 4 employees at the high school were reassigned to other administrative jobs in the district. Do you see those actions as appropriate given the evidence?
There's certainly a basis for the actions in the facts, in my opinion.
Since you've reviewed all the evidence, what do you think the investigation shows about Superintendent Robert Runcie's level of responsibility for mistakes that were made?
I don't have any comment on that. I think that's best addressed in greater detail when the commission issues its report.
So do you have the same answer if I ask that question about Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel?
Yes.
The report is due to the legislature on January 1st. What do you see as the future of the commission after you finish that?
I understand why the legislature wanted a report by January so that they had enough time to act before the legislative session starts in March. The commission under the statute is in existence until 2023. We'll get this report in, and then we'll start looking at some of the more complex issues that need in-depth discussion and expanding on some that we're already going to report on.
That was WLRN's Jessica Bakeman speaking with Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri, who chairs the state commission investigating the Parkland shooting. The commission will meet next on December 12th and 13th in Sunrise. Find our full coverage of the panel's work at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Farrah Hutkins.